Featuring John and I'll Cry Instead, and before that, a John Lennon, Paul McCartney composition, Billy J. Kramer and the Daconas, Bad to Me. Well, good morning, campers. This is Bob Moody of Wacky Radio. It's now 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:11, at the Oldies Station. Something unusual happened last night. The Redbirds lost, and the Reds actually won. The Reds beat the Padres 4-2, the 11th win for Mario Soto. And the Redbirds in Wichita finally lost another game 6-1 against the Arrows. But they'll have another chance tonight to make that good. Redbirds are hot, let's face it. You lose one once in a while, but there's a ball club that is hot. 6:11, Moody in the morning. Moody in the morning at WAKY at 6:13, 13 past 6. I keep waiting, but just like Mama said, you can't hurry love. You just have to wait. Diana Ross and the Supremes from 1966. You also heard Marvin Gaye with Tammy Terrell, and If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. It's 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock at WAKY, the Oldie Station with Bob Moody. Later on this morning, I'll have some tickets to give away to Holiday World in Santa Claus, Indiana, and also some tickets to see Shirley Hemphill, the star of What's Happening. She'll begin a series of performances tonight at the Funny Pages in the Mall in St. Matthews. She'll be appearing tonight through Sunday at the Funny Pages. A very, very funny lady, and we'll have some tickets to her performance to give away later on this morning as well. Hey, next time, would you listen to what the man said? Paul McCartney and Wings at the Oldie Station, WAKY. Good morning, this is Bob Moody. Clear skies and 72 degrees at 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Kathy Francis' AccuWeather forecast is coming up.
If going to the movies,
Pennzoil, ask for it.
AccuWeather meteorologist Kathy Francis saying there'll be hazy sunshine at times today. In parts of the area, we'll get an afternoon thunderstorm. The high temperature today between 86 and 90. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow. A couple of showers and thunderstorms scattered around during that period. A low tonight of 68, and tomorrow's high only 82. Then for Friday, a combination of clouds and sunshine. Still a chance of a thunderstorm, and Friday's high will be only 80 degrees. Not a bad way to start the weekend, unless, in fact, we get the thunderstorm coming through. It's clear now, 72 degrees the temperature, 623 at WAKY. You made... Feels so good, and that's a real good sign, because it's finger-popping time. That's Hank Ballard and the Midnighters from 1960. Before that, Fat Man, Fats Domino, and ain't that a shame. 6:27 is the time, 72 degrees already. At the only station for music and fun, Wacky Radio. Here's Chad and Jeremy with a summer song. Hey there, good morning. This is Bob Moody at WAKY. 6:36 is the time. Fairly warm, 72 already this morning at WAKY. I say, I do not understand it, baby. It is so strange sometimes. Ain't that peculiar? The late Marvin Gaye. And before Marvin, we had Smokey Robinson with the Miracles. Come around here. I may not be the one you want, but I am sure enough the one you need. Look at it that way. 6:39 at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. Single parents are being invited to a Moonlight Madness dance sponsored by the Jeffersonville chapter of Parents Without Partners, to be held this Saturday night from 9 until 1 at the American Legion Post at 217 West Court in Jeff. The dance will be 9 to 1 this Saturday, $5 per person. A cash bar will be available. And as I mentioned, single parents are welcome. For more information, the number to call is 361-1206. If that's for single parents, we'll make this for double parents. It's 6:39 now, 21 before 7. Do you think maybe we might have time for a little breakfast? Good morning. I am Moody in the morning, at least till I get my breakfast. 6:42 is the time. Somewhere a mountain is moving. That's the Left Bank, Bank with an E, and Pretty Ballerina. That same group that did Walk Away Renee. Before that, Dusty Springfield, one of my all-time favorites. Breakfast in bed, nothing need be said. It's 6:45, with Bob Moody at WAKY Radio. The Redbirds lost last night, I'm afraid, in Wichita, 6-1. They'll play in Wichita again this evening. But the Reds won yesterday. I believe they're only 15 games out of first now. Reds beat the Padres 4-2. It was Mario Soto's 11th win. The Reds and the Padres play again tonight. The pregame starts at 9:35 this evening on WAKY. Why me, Lord? Why didn't you tell them that when I offered to do mornings, I was just trying to be nice? And they took me serious. Chris Christopherson at WAKY with Bob Moody. Good morning. It's 6:49. Hey, once you get up, it's not so bad. So let's get rolling. 72 degrees with clear skies currently. Later on this morning, I'm going to be giving away some tickets to see Shirley Hemphill. Now, she was a lady who was the star of the television show What's Happening, and she's appearing tonight through Sunday at the Funny Pages at the Mall in St. Matthews, where Max and Irma's used to be. And we'll have some tickets to give away later on. Shirley Hemphill has taken up tennis, by the way, and she'll be playing a public tennis exhibition Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. She'll be playing Bob Cooper at the Village Tennis Center. He is the tennis director there, and it's free and open to the public.
And the decisions are yours.
State Farm is there. Kathy Francis of AccuWeather says we'll have a hazy sunshine today, and a few places will get an afternoon thunderstorm. A high today between 86 and 90. Mixture of clouds tonight, variable cloudiness with a couple of showers and thunderstorms around. A low tonight of 68 and a high tomorrow under the same conditions of 82. 72 degrees is our temperature now. 72 at 6:51 at WAKY.
See you later, Alex.
Goodbye!
Oh, that's hip, man. That is hip. 1956, Bill Haley in the Comets. And see you later, alligator, at WAKY at 6:54. Now here is the aerobics portion of the morning show. Put your hands on your head, Simon Says. This is a 1910 Fruit Gum Company at WAKY. 79 WAKY at 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock with Moody in the Morning at Wacky Radio. She got the way to move me. She got the way to groove me. Cherry Cherry, Neil Diamond, 1966. And you also heard Frankie Valli with the Four Seasons. Don, go away. I'm no good for you. I'm no good for nothing. I'm just a no count. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:11, with Bob Moody at WAKY. We'll have this morning's message from Big Red and Thor in 30 seconds.
Aaron Ford announces,
what type of person do you want in the White House for the next 4 years? Do you want someone who looks upon the job as just a stepping stone to bigger and better things? Do you want someone who's more interested in lining his own pockets than he is about unemployment? Do you want someone who can't even spell nuclear disarmament, much less know how to achieve it? Well, Thor Heine thinks so, and that's why he hopes you'll consider him as a write-in candidate for the President of the United States. If all goes according to plan, Thor Heine will take a 4-year leave of absence from the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Waddy, Kentucky, Little L.A., manufacturers of Heine Wine, the great-tasting wine in the flip-top can, to run our country. To get to know Thor Heine on a one-to-one basis, let's look this morning at his background. Thor, along with his brother, Big Red Heine, started the Heine Winery approximately 19 years ago, and in 19 short years, Thor has put his Heine in the hands of millions across this country. Thor's been married for the past 33 years to the former Lotta Grinswald of Paytona, now Lotta Heine. They have one son, Philip A. Heine, who's been practicing law in Waddy for the past 6 years and hopes to do it for real soon. That's our man, Thor Heine, leaving the choice up to you. 4 years of the same thing or a Heine in the White House? Whether or not you think Geraldine Ferraro is the biggest bust in American political history, there's no doubt that Thor is the biggest Heine. Political announcement paid for by the Heine Winery in Waddy, Kentucky, Big Red Heine, Treasurer. If you'd like to jump on the Heine for President bandwagon and show your support with a free bumper sticker that reads Thor in 84, put a Heine in the White House, send a card or a letter to Put a Heine in the White House, Post Office Box 999 in Grapevine, Texas 76051. 79 WAKY. This is Moody in the Morning at 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock at the WAC. I know I may look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Bo Diddley, WAKY. And before that, Desmond Decker and the Aces, 1969 song, The Israelite Song, 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. This Saturday will be Kazoo Day at the Louisville Zoo. Get it? Kazoo at the zoo? Enjoy the lively music of the Brown and Williamson Kazoo Band featuring soloist Mark Ahern and the Juggernaut Jug Band performing from noon until 2 this Saturday. And then pick up your complimentary kazoo as you leave the zoo. Well, I made up the part about Mark Ahern, but you never can tell. Sometimes he gets carried away. 72 degrees our temperature, going for a high today between 86 and 90. Well, if you were really into music in the mid-60s, you may remember the original version of that song by a lady named Kathy Kirby. It was a minor hit in 1965 and then a major hit for Cher in 1972. The Way of Love. It's 7:21, 21 past 7, 72 degrees, Wacky Radio with Bob Moody.
Used to be.
For waking up your mom.
AccuWeather meteorologist Kathy Francis saying we'll have hazy sunshine at times today, and a few spots this afternoon we'll get a thunderstorm. The high today between 86 and 90. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow. A couple of showers and thunderstorms through that period, through tomorrow. Low tonight 68, tomorrow's high 82. Friday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Still a chance of a thunderstorm, but much cooler. Friday will have a high of only 80 degrees. It's already 72 now. It's 7:23 at WAKY. 7:25, Moody in the morning at WAKY. We're wacky. Can't be anybody playing any more music than Wacky Radio, because these songs are also short. Who else could play three songs in 6 minutes? It's Mr. Lee from the Bobettes. What a great name. And before that, Bird Dog from Kentucky's own Everly Brothers. It is 7:28, Bob Moody at Wacky, and here are the Beatles.
The Tully was a boy just before the mishap occurred.
It's a boy!
7:33, I'm Diane Mass, WAKY News.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Diane.
What's that, Bob?
The U.S. Toast Guard. I mean, you got somebody burns your toast, or you go to a restaurant and they're stingy with the butter, you turn them into the U.S. Toast Guard.
Okay, give me a break, would you?
You know, there is nothing funny about someone being attacked and terrorized on the streets. But did you read in the paper this morning about this woman that said she was attacked by a naked man wearing nothing but a pair of underpants on his head early yesterday morning? No, I'm serious. And like I say, there's nothing funny about her being attacked.
No.
But at Garvin Place in St. Catherine Street early yesterday morning, this woman was walking to work, and she was assaulted by a man who was nude except for the underwear on his head. And the woman reported that the man ran away when she bit him on the hand. So when B.J. Colty comes in this afternoon, if he's got a bandage on his hand,
watching for
I'm calling the law. Good morning, it's 7:36. Bob Moody here, WAKY, the oldies station. Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5, and I never can say goodbye. Before that, the Dixie Cups, and I'm going to the Chapel of Love. Going to the chapel, and we're going to get married. Oh, it's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40, Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. The Redbirds, I'm afraid, lost last night. As they say, you know, you can't win them all. But the pitcher for Wichita who got the victory last night is a guy named Freddie Tolliver. Oh, now, I don't know if you were around when I was telling the story some time ago about the Moody-Tolliver feud that took place in southern Indiana around Paoli and Orleans and Bedford, Indiana, and that area back in the 1870s. This is not something that I've made up. This is a historical fact. The Moodys and the Tollivers were involved in a feud which involved murders and firebombings and several beatings, and it was big enough news to be on the front page of the newspapers in Louisville and the surrounding area for a long time. Rewards offered by the governor of Indiana. This was back in the 1870s, so you know, I don't know what to make of these Tollivers. I wonder whether he's related. I also wonder whether there are any Tollivers in the Paoli High School marching band. If there are, I'd have to be proud of them in spite of myself. As you may know, the Pride of Paoli marching band is going to play at the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. They still have to pay for the trip, though, and they're having a fundraiser this Saturday. Skyline is the jazz band that's affiliated with the Paoli High School Marching Band, and they'll be performing a fundraiser at Derby Dinner Playhouse this Saturday afternoon at 2. Ronald McDonald will be the MC. Now, actually, the festivities will get underway this Saturday at noon in Clarksville as the band marches down Marriott Drive, and they'll have a free outdoor concert, and then inside at 2 o'clock on the stage of Derby Dinner Playhouse. Tickets are $3 for adults, $1 for children 12 and under. Seating will be general admission. You can get your tickets in advance at the Derby Dinner Playhouse box office or by calling 288-8281. Those kids, you know, they had the big fundraiser scheduled on the 4th of July and got 4 inches of rain, so if you can help them, it'll certainly be worthwhile. Hey there, it's time to get motivated now. 7:44 with Moody in the Morning at WAKY. You're the one. I mean, you are the one. You are just it. Those are the Vogues, and before that, the Grassroots. Let's live for today. The Grassroots, of course, one of the big acts that came into town for Music Fest 84 last weekend. And I gather that was a very large success, almost broke even. In fact, with concession sales and so forth, and I think we can expect another one next year. Now, if you came down and enjoyed everything this past weekend, this coming weekend, you can come back. It's the third Heritage Weekend for 1984 on the Belvedere. They'll be celebrating German, Indian, Arab, and Ukrainian heritage this Saturday and Sunday from 1 until 10 both days on the Belvedere.
I can hear
Oh, she gives me crazy love. From Belfast, Northern Ireland, a man that I consider to be one of the most underrated artists alive today, Van Morrison. 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock at Wacky Radio. The AccuWeather forecast in half a minute.
Limited delivery area.
Kathy Francis is our AccuWeather meteorologist this morning. Kathy's saying we'll have some hazy sunshine today, although parts of this area will get an afternoon thunderstorm. The high temperature today, somewhere between 86 and 90 degrees. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow, and through that period, through tomorrow, there's a possibility of some scattered showers and thunderstorms. The low tonight will be about 68, with a high tomorrow of 82. And then on Friday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, still the chance of a thunderstorm, but the main news on Friday will be it will be considerably cooler. The high Friday afternoon to start the weekend, only about 80 degrees, and it's 72 already with clear skies at 7:50 at WAKY. Music from the Three Penny Opera. That's the late Bobby Darin in the classic Mack the Knife with Bob Moody in the morning at Wacky Radio. 7:54, 6 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Hey, Vernon.
WAKY. I ever tell you my daddy was a pistol? Yeah, I'm a son of a gun. And a seventh son. Hey, don't blame me for those lyrics. Here's Johnny Rivers at Wacky. This is Moody in the Morning at the oldie station, WAKY. Good morning, it's 8:07 now, 7 minutes after 8. Later on this hour, you'll have a chance to win a couple tickets to see Shirley Hip Hill at Funny Pages this week. Sordid Tale of Prepubescent Blackmail, Little Children, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, and you also heard John Sebastian in The Lovin' Spoonful before that, and did you ever have to make up your mind, champ? It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:10, with Bob Moody in the morning at Wacky Radio. This morning's message from Big Red and Thor in 30 seconds.
Barrett Ford announces Ian Clarksville.
What type of person do you want in the White House for the next 4 years? Do you want someone who looks upon the job as just a stepping stone to bigger and better things? Do you want a candidate who's more interested in lining his own pockets than he is about unemployment? Do you want someone who can't even spell nuclear disarmament, much less know how to achieve it? Well, Thor Heine thinks so, and that's why he hopes you'll consider him as a write-in candidate for the office of President of the United States. If all goes according to plan, Thor Heine will take a 4-year leave of absence from the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Waddy, Kentucky, where they make Heine wine, that great-tasting wine in the flip-top can, a 4-year leave of absence to run our country. To get to know Thor Heine on a one-to-one basis, let's look at his background. Thor, along with his brother, Big Red Heine, started the Heine Winery approximately 19 years ago. In 19 short years, Thor has put his Heine in the hands of millions across this country. Thor has been married for the past 33 years to the former Lotta Grimswald of Paytona, now Lotta Heine. They have one son, Philip A. Heine, who's been practicing law in Waddy for the past 6 years, and hopes to do it for real soon. That's our man, Thor Heine, leaving the choice up to you. 4 years of the same thing or a Heine in the White House. Whether or not you believe that Geraldine Ferraro will be the biggest bust in American political history, there's no doubt that Thor is certainly the biggest Heine. Thor Heine. This ad paid for by the Heine Winery in Waddy, Kentucky. Big Red Heine, treasurer. A little bit later on in the hour, we'll be giving you the address again where you can write to get your free Thor in 84 bumper sticker. It's 8:12 at Wacky. The time is 8:16, 16 minutes after 8. 72 degrees current temperature at Wacky Radio. Yes, I'm ready. You betcha. I'm always ready. That's Barbara Mason from 1965. And before that, the genius of Ray Charles. I guess I was just born too loose. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:19, with Moody in the Morning at Wacky Radio. Shirley Hemphill is probably best known as being the star of the television series What's Happening. She is a very, very funny lady. If you've seen the show, you know that. She's also in town today to begin an engagement tonight that will carry on through Sunday at the Funny Pages at the mall in St. Matthews. I'd like you to be able to enjoy that show with a friend. So I have a pair of tickets to give away right now. All you have to do to win is be the seventh caller at 571-WAKY. 571-WACKY. Caller number 7. Two tickets to see Shirley Hemphill. Appearing now through Sunday at the Funny Pages.
Yes, yeah.
You don't want to let your love go. That's David Gates and Bread from 1971 at Wacky Radio. We have a winner. Lisa Clyer of Louisville was the seventh caller just a moment ago. Lisa wins a pair of tickets to see Shirley What's Happening Hemphill at Funny Pages at the Mall at St. Matthew. Shirley Hemphill will be appearing tonight through Sunday at Funny Pages. She's also going to be playing tennis, and I understand she plays tennis in a rather unique manner with great vigor and enthusiasm. She'll be playing Bob Cooper, who is the tennis director at the Village Tennis Center this Friday afternoon at 5 at, of course, the Village Tennis Center. And you're invited to drop by. It's free to watch that exhibition.
Used to be the only the new kid in school. Let's put him to work in Jefferson County.
Kathy Francis is our AccuWeather meteorologist this morning. Kathy saying that we'll have hazy sunshine most of the day, but a few spots this afternoon we'll get a scattered thunderstorm or two. The high temperature today between 86 and 90. Tonight and tomorrow, there'll be variable cloudiness with a couple of showers and thunderstorms scattered around. A low tonight of 68 and then a high tomorrow of 82. Friday, we'll start the weekend with a mixture of clouds and sunshine. It's still the possibility of a thunderstorm Friday. The big news to begin the weekend will be cooler temperatures. Friday afternoon's high will only be about 80 degrees. 72 now, mostly clear skies at 823 at Wacky Radio, WAKY. Be my guest. You got nothing to lose, darling. Let me take you on a sea cruise. Frankie Ford from 1959, 25 years ago at Wacky Radio, the oldies station. This is Moody in the Morning. It's 8:26. Here's Brenda Lee. You can depend on me. Good morning. This is Bob Moody at WAKY, Wacky Radio. It's 8:36. Sam and Dave, 1967, I Am a Soul Man. Before that, Soul Man, Stevie Wonder with Yester You, Yester Me, and Yesterday. It's 8:39, 21 minutes before 9 o'clock at Wacky Radio. This is Bob Moody. Good morning. I'm expecting just literally any minute now to become a godfather, which is kind of unusual for someone who was raised as a Baptist, but good friends of mine in Washington, D.C. are expecting a baby. It's 3 days overdue now. And I think I'm about as nervous as the parents are. It's quite an honor to be named somebody's godfather. If you have children and are expecting another, you notice a smooth transition here. If you have kids and another one is on the way, you know the children react kind of funny sometimes to another baby arriving in the family, whether it's jealousy or they feel like they're being neglected or just confused. Well, Methodist Evangelical Hospital is sponsoring a class to help children between the ages of 3 and 12 and their parents both get accustomed to a new baby being in the family. There's only a $3 per family registration fee, and that's to cover the course materials. You're invited to bring the kids with you to the class, and there will be people there professionally trained to be able to help your family adjust and help the children adjust. They can bring a doll along, for example, and practice holding and feeding a baby. If this sounds of interest to you, call Methodist Evangelical Hospital at 585-2241 and ask for the perinatal clinician. And then after you ask for the perinatal clinician, ask if I pronounced that right. It's 20 minutes till 9 at WAKY. Time is 8:43, 17 minutes before 9 o'clock. Bob Moody in the Morning at WAKY. All right, 1965, the Dave Clark Five. That's a great slow dance song. It's called Come Home. And before that, the Bee Gees with Words at Wacky Radio. Bob Moody in the Morning at 8:46. The Cincinnati Reds won last night. Mario Soto was pitching. That always helps. His 11th victory of the year. They beat the Padres, I think, 4-2. Yeah, 4-2 was the final score. Reds will continue their West Coast road trip tonight, playing San Diego again with the pregame starting at 9:35 tonight on WAKY. Yes, sir. Getting back to some fun again, those Reds. They moved within 15 games of first place with their victory last night. Sitting here, Three Dog Night from 1974, WAKY. They will be the featured artists Saturday morning on Rock, Roll, and Remember with Dick Clark. You'll be hearing all of their hit songs and also interviews with members of the group, one of the biggest groups of the early to mid-70s. Three Dog Night this Saturday morning. Rock, Roll, and Remember, 8 until noon on Wacky.
Ooh, don't do the juice box.
Thank you, weather meteorologist Kathy Francis, calling for hazy sunshine at times today. Parts of the area have a possibility of getting a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. The high temperature today will be between 86 and 90. A mixture of clouds and clear skies tonight and tomorrow. I almost said clouds and sunshine, but that wouldn't be true tonight. It might be true tomorrow. A couple of showers and thunderstorms possible through tomorrow with an overnight low of 68, tomorrow's high around 82. And then we'll start the weekend with much cooler temperatures. Friday there'll be a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Still the chance of a scattered thunderstorm, but Friday's high will be only about 80 degrees. 73 is the current temperature at 851 at WAKY. A guitar player from Copenhagen, Denmark, named Jürgen Engman. 1961. That's Apache at WAKY. I don't know why I do that. It's my Arkansas heritage, I guess. It springs forth unannounced at times. It's 8:55. We're 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock with Moody in the Morning at Wacky. All right, now, don't you feel better now that you're up and around? Right. It's 9:08, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Moody in the Morning at WAKY. It's not unusual. Tom Jones at WAKY and Peter and Gordon before that. Peter Asher, Gordon Waller, and True Love Ways. 9:10 is the time, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. The Catholic Alumni Club of Louisville are having a dance this Saturday night. It'll be 9 till 1 at the cafeteria at St. Gabriel. Singles over the age of 21 are invited. Music provided by Rosé, and there will be a cover charge of $6 per person this Saturday night. It's now... I forgot to get a new temperature, and I think Diane Mast is not in the newsroom. Let me run and get that while you listen to this. Okay, walk back here and got it. Sunny and 75 degrees, 9:13, 13 past 9. Wacky Radio, WAKY. We're the oldies station. Well, I do have my moments, and I'm doing fine now. I mean, do have these spells every once in a while, but I'm doing fine now. That's a group called New York City. Why they picked an ugly name like that, I'll never know. From 1973. And before that, Billy Stewart's version of Summertime and the Living is Easy. Billy Stewart died in an automobile crash in 1970. That was about 4 years after that song was a hit. It's 9:16 now, 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. WAKY. With a nearly awake Bob Moody. Well, he's getting up at 4:30 for the birds, I tell you that. Getting through at 10 is all right, though. Starland Vocal Band with Afternoon Delight at WAKY. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:20. You know, I almost forgot. I have some tickets to give away this morning to Holiday World. Set of four tickets. Your chance to call in and win coming up sometime between now and 10 o'clock, pretty soon. Week after week. MEPCO is the way to go. Kathy Francis is our AccuWeather meteorologist for this morning, at least. Kathy's saying that we'll have some hazy sunshine today. Now, late this afternoon, some places have a very good likelihood of seeing an afternoon thunderstorm. The high temperature today peaking somewhere between 86 and 90. There will be variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow. During that period, showers and thunderstorms are possible, but they'll be widely scattered. The low tonight, about 68. The high tomorrow, 82 or so. And then Friday, we'll start the weekend with noticeably cooler temperatures, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Still a chance that we could get a thunderstorm on Friday, but the high temperature will be only 80 degrees. 75 now. Sunny skies at 9:21 at WAKY. WAKY, we started out there with Dion, I Don't Know Where or When, and you just heard Paul Anka in My Hometown, both from 1960. Paul Anka will be the featured artist this Sunday night with Gary Owens on Super Tracks. Have an interview with Paul Anka, some of his bigger songs. Super Tracks starts at 8:05 Sunday evening on WAKY. 9:30, and we are Wacky, WAKY, Louisville. That's the way of the world, all right. Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain, at WAKY, and the surrounding metropolitan area. 9:36 at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. I want to mention again about the fundraiser that's going on this Saturday, Derby Dinner Playhouse. Skyline is the jazz band that's affiliated with the Pride of Paoli High School Marching Band. And they'll be playing a benefit at the Derby Dinner Playhouse on the stage there at 2 o'clock this Saturday afternoon. Ronald McDonald will be the MC. Now, you may recall the Pride of Paoli band has been invited and has accepted an invitation to perform in Los Angeles during the Summer Olympics. They had scheduled that big fundraiser in Paoli at Paoli Peaks on July the 4th. And, of course, we got four and a half inches of rain that day. They still are going to be able to make the trip, but they still need to be able to pay for it, and that's the purpose of this fundraiser, to help. It'll actually start at noon on Saturday with a march down Marriott Drive in Clarksville. Free festivities include an outdoor concert. And then at 2 o'clock inside on the stage of Derby Dinner, the Skyline Jazz Band will be performing. Tickets are only $3 for adults. Children 12 and under can get in for a buck. Seating will be general admission.